I'm driving along this little track this morning. It's very faint, it disappears in places. Not really going in exactly the direction I want to go, but at least it makes the driving a bit easier. Anyway, I thought that I'd record something on driving in the wilderness, because it is a bit of a subject on its own. One is never, or very seldom, lucky to find a smooth passage. You may be hitting deep sand, or very rough track, or very faint track, or no track at all, and having to drive through the bush. Sometimes it's unavoidable, and I've posted a video on that, so you could have a look at it and get an idea of what it's like. Now, of course, driving in the wilderness is not only about the physical act of driving. First of all, you have to make sure that you have an idea of the route and all those things. That has to do with your map and your GPS, your general idea of in which direction you need or should be going for the best exposure to the bush. Now, this old machine is now, 40 or so years old, and it gives one a sense of of invincibility, because it's such a powerful, robust vehicle. But of course it's not invincible, and neither am I. I need to be very careful, because I could end up in serious trouble. The thing about this vehicle is that it is fixable. It doesn't have any electronics, and I know it so well after all these years of wandering the bush in it, that I understand most things about it and how to fix it. The normal things I could do right here in the film. Oops, I have lost the track now. But let me zigzag a bit and see if I don't pick it up. Might be lucky. Anyway, driving in the wilderness is much more than just the act of driving. It's also making sure the vehicle is functioning properly. And when you're driving through the veld, or even on a little track like this, I've just found it again now. And even on a little track like this, you need to pay a lot of attention to your vehicle, because if you lose the vehicle and you have to walk, well, in the Kalahari, where I'm now, I won't be able to carry enough water with me to make it out. So I would, if the vehicle breaks down irreparably, then I'm doomed. So I have to look after the vehicle very carefully. And driving through the veld, one of the most important things is to watch the temperature. I have got 3 seed screens in front, and it still means regular stopping and cleaning them, and that's very tedious. Sometimes it's every 2 or 3 kilometers that you need to do this. And of course, the other thing that happens with the grass, seed and general debris, it accumulates under the vehicle. And it's happened to me once that that accumulated material, which is very dry and very fine and catches fire very easily, actually did catch fire. And I had to dive under the vehicle with a stick and try and scratch out the fire, and the flames fell on top of me and burnt my clothes, and I'd set the veld on fire. I had to deal with that. It was a terrible experience. I thought that it was the end, but I managed to just extinguish the fire in time. Apart from that, one has to check the vehicle regularly. The driving conditions are extreme, and there's a lot of vibration, and nuts could come loose or break off, and I've often had to do emergency repairs, fixing things in the veld, and one has to make a sort of a temporary plan to just keep the vehicle functioning properly. The cooling system, one has to check regularly to see that it doesn't leak, and that's also happened to me a few times. From the extreme conditions and the high temperatures and pressure in the cooling system, little cracks open up, and then the cooling liquid starts to leak out. So one has to make sure, and if there's a leak like that, I have a soldering kit with me and I can actually repair it here in the felt. But the cooling system is a key thing. If the engine overheats and seizes, then of course you're on foot and probably doomed. Of course, the oil is another thing that needs to be very carefully checked all the time, and the tires. And then of course a big thing is the petrol, how far it is to the next refill point, and can you make it with the stock still left. And then in the same way, water, because the vehicle normally wouldn't need water, but it does from time to time when a little crack like I described opens up. Then it's a question of a compromise between the water that I need myself to survive and the water that the vehicle needs. If I can't repair the crack and prevent the liquid from leaking out. So this was just to give you a rough idea of the sort of moment-to-moment issues that one has to deal with while driving in the field. My track is still holding out, and I don't know how long still, but I'm very lucky that it is. Yeah, it's heading much more to the north. I wanted to go a little bit more west, but I'll turn west later when I see a terrain that is a little bit open towards the west.